It's time for Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio, talking everything tourism and exploring all that the Golden Heart City has to offer for visitors and residents alike. Brought to you by Explore Fairbanks, located in the Morris Thompson Cultural and Visitor Center in downtown Fairbanks. And now, here's the crew from Explore Fairbanks.
Good afternoon, everybody, and happy Saturday. This is Casey Gillum with Explore Fairbanks, first time that I have been here with you on this radio program. And I wanted to thank you to our weekly radio program where we have conversations about all things pertaining to tourism in the Golden Heart City. Joining me here in the studio today is my colleague and co-host, Bill Wright. How are
Hello.
You doing today, Bill?
I'm doing great. Wow, what a wonderful summer we're having so far. This has just been incredible. It's great for the visitors, but, you know, the locals love it, too. We'll take it.
Yeah, that warm weather we had last weekend was phenomenal.
Sure was. Yes, yes, yes. We have a special guest with us today, though, right?
Yeah, we do. You know, we're going to be talking all sorts of tourism topics on this program throughout the year. And occasionally, we'll have the very special treat to be able to speak with someone who has recently been able to visit our Golden Heart City. So today, we are joined by Mary Beth Bassett, who was able to visit Fairbanks and actually Alaska for the first time back in May as part of a conference. Hi, Mary Beth. How are you doing today?
Great. It's so nice to reconnect with you, Casey. Nice to hear your voice.
You as well. And thank you so much for being here today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So let's start off. Again, thank you for being our first guest and our first visitor interview on this program. Can you start by telling us a little bit about where you're from, you know, what you do for work, things like that?
Absolutely. I live on Galveston Island, Texas, so it's a barrier island south of Houston. I've lived here for about 15 years, and I moved here from Colorado. I was born in New York. I lived in Oklahoma. I lived in California. And I currently work for Visit Galveston. I'm a PR manager. And I've been with that group for 8 years. I love living here. So selling the destination to travel writers is something I'm happy and truly enthusiastic about doing.
Excellent. So tell us a little bit about the conference that you were here for, what your involvement with that organization and that conference is.
Great. I came to Fairbanks, like you said, in May for the North American Travel Journalists Association. We'll just shorten that to NATCHA, to the NATCHA conference. So it brings in, you know, dozens of travel writers to one destination, plus, you know, CVBs and DMOs like myself. So we can pitch to the media. And it was a thrill to be able to visit Fairbanks. The year before, the conference was hosted in Puerto Rico. So it was quite a change from that destination, but a welcome one. What I like about being part of the NATCHA group and going to these conferences is the opportunity to build relationships with the travel media, build relationships with destinations, you know, like yours, like Explore Fairbanks. It seems like there's always a battle between, you know, balancing, you know, work, life among the tourists and the residents and the sense of community and destination. So I totally get that. So it's nice to know that we're not operating in total silos as far as, you know, the tourism, the visitor slash resident finding the balance for each of those stakeholders. So NATCHA really gives me the opportunity to build relationships with writers and relationships with colleagues from far and wide.
Yeah, that is one of the great things about traveling to these conferences, whether it's our staff at Explore Fairbanks traveling to other conferences, or like you mentioned, Visit Galveston going to other conferences, that, you know, you get to meet kind of like-minded people, you get to bounce ideas off of each other, and that's really a benefit, you know, that we are able to bring ideas back to our community after traveling and, you know, implement some of those and see how we stack up against some of our competitors and our co-opetition, as we like to say.
Exactly, co-opetition, I love it.
Yeah, and you actually have a really special connection to this conference, if I'm not mistaken, for next year.
Oh, indeed. Thanks for bringing that up. yes, the NACHA conference will be here in Galveston in May of next year. So May 14th to 17th, we will host it. And I can tell you, I have very big shoes to fill. The Explorer Fairbanks team did a wonderful job. I mean, everything. I mean, it's so detail-oriented, from getting folks picked up and dropped off to airport, to traveling, to organizing transportation to the many excursions, planning the excursion, planning meals, lodging. It went flawlessly. Perhaps maybe it didn't behind the scenes. I don't know. But you sure pulled it off. So it was great.
We don't speak about the man behind the curtain. It all went flawlessly.
It was perfect. Yes. Yeah.
So now coming full circle to your trip to Fairbanks. So knowing that you were coming as part of a conference and that Fairbanks wasn't necessarily your vacation destination, did you know much about Fairbanks before that? Did you have any expectations coming in? Tell us what you knew before you came.
Well, it's kind of funny because the first thing I did when Puerto Rico, when I found out that it was in Fairbanks, I told my husband and I invited him to join along because I knew we met in Colorado. So he is a mountain enthusiast. So I knew he would love to join me on this. So he is also a walking encyclopedia. And so we put the weather app on our phones. We did all kinds of research about the destination. All I knew about it was that it was an interior part of Alaska and that it was a far trip. But it sounded, there's something about Alaska and Fairbanks especially that just seemed rugged and adventurous. I also knew about the Northern Lights and the fact that it's part of the land of the midnight sun. So that was really interesting to me. I mean, it seemed like we would get out of restaurants at 9 at night and it would look like it was noon. So, I mean, that was fascinating to me. But it was very great to be back in the land of vast pine trees and evergreens and just seeing those mountains, seeing Denali, it was just spectacular. You guys are lucky.
We like to think so.
Yes, and Mary Beth, you were also here about during the green up. So you kind of got, during that time
yeah.
you were here, you got to see it all green up. What was that like?
That was amazing. To me, the most amazing part about that was that they have a time. Like, green up occurred on this day at this time. Is that right?
Well, it varies year to year, but it's about the same time each year. For us, it's really how quickly it happens. It's just like practically
right.
overnight. You just, you wake up in the morning and there's leaves have all popped out, that beautiful green. And it's just it's a phenomenon that happens so quickly that you can pretty much set your clock by it.
Yes, I mean, I thought that was fascinating. It's definitely not gradual. One day it's kind of brown, the next day it's green, and you can see that every plant is just saying thank you. I'm excited to greet the sun. So
that's right.
Yes, it was amazing. I loved that.
That's awesome. So you touched on it a little bit earlier about going out to restaurants and things. So the conference that you attended had quite a few activities and excursions planned for you as part of that conference. And we'll touch on a few of those here in just a minute. But did you take the opportunity to get out and explore Fairbanks on your own? If you did, what did you do? What did you go see? How'd you get around? All sorts of things like that.
You know, we did some walking around. We got there a couple of days early, so we got to do some pre-conference activities. But in advance of those, we stayed fairly close to our hotel and did some walking around, just kind of observed. Some of the writers and I went to this place called the library, which is not a library at all, but it's a bar, and we met some fun people there. And my husband, while I was in some meetings and conference-y stuff, he went to Ray's Outdoor Shop, and he really loved it. So he has some wardrobe items from that shop. He went there more than once. So he owns a hardware store here, so it was kind of right up his alley.
Yeah, so you guys were staying at the Westmark, so I think what you're saying is you stayed mainly in the downtown area because it's a really walkable area from there, and were able to get out and do a few different things in the area.
Yes, exactly. It was nice to see snow on the ground. I mean, it's so different from hot and humid beach town, Galveston.
Yeah. So before we head into our mid-show break, can you tell us about one of the activities or attractions that you were able to visit as part of the conference? We'll touch on a few more after you after the break, but you know, maybe what was the highlight of the conference activities for you?
Gosh, that's a tough one for real. Well, I mean, the highlight was definitely I think we'll do that last. but I really enjoyed Chena Hot Springs. It was really great. Just riding the dog sled, the snowmobile kind of experience, and then going into the hot springs themselves. We met a family, multi-generational family who was there, and they're celebrating one of their relative high school graduations. So we started to talk to them. And it's funny because a mutual friend of ours, my husband and mine from Colorado, is the general manager, one of the managers for Chena Hot Springs. So what we were really looking forward to seeing him, and then it turned out the dates didn't coincide, and he was on his way to Hawaii for some R&R. But it just gives us yet another reason to go back.
Excellent. Well, I think we're going to head into our mid-show break. Stay on the line with us, Mary Beth. We'll be back after the break to answer some more questions.
Perfect.
We will continue to explore Fairbanks right after this short message from our sponsors.
This summer, we're celebrating 100 years of the Alaska Railroad. With daily departures and special deals, there's never been a better time to ride the rails than today. Right now, you can book a day trip and be on your way to some of Alaska's most iconic destinations and be back the same day. Traveling by train means stress-free, easy riding for the whole group. Come ride the rails to Talkeetna, to Denali, today. Find more destinations and book now at AlaskaRailroad.com.
All aboard!
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's websites and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30. Brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company. Followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. And then it's the Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30. Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m. And Explore Fairbanks at 1:30. All 3 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Now back to Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio.
And welcome back to Explore Fairbanks. I am Casey Gillum, joined here in the studio with Bill Wright.
Hello, hello. We're back.
And on the phone with Mary Beth Bassett from Galveston, Texas, who was recently here in the Golden Heart City as a visitor.
Hi.
Welcome back. Glad you're still with us.
Yes.
Yeah, so before the break, we talked about your visit to Chena Hot Springs, which sounds amazing, by the way. Chena Hot Springs is always a great visit, whether it's summertime, it's really magical in the winter, but really a great thing for both visitors and residents to go and visit. Now,
absolutely.
You were able to do a few other things as part of the conference. Do you want to touch on a couple of those?
Yeah, you know, I really enjoyed that Riverboat Discovery trip.
It was so memorable. It was so professionally run. It was eye-opening. I liked how the people, the pilots, were kind of synced up to the people that we would see on the shoreline, and they would describe what they were doing, what life was like when the native people lived there and made their homesteads there, and hundreds of years ago. It was really eye-opening. And just so beautiful. I mean, like we talked about before, you know, the greenup had just happened. So it was just, and you could see at one of the stops, Denali from so far away. But you just knew that was Denali just because it was just so imposing. And it just is really stood out of the rest of the mountain range. So I really enjoyed that. I learned a lot. We learned about granite, the Iditarod dog. We bought a stuffed animal and the book, and it was really heartwarming that the author signed copies for everyone. So really a special trip. I really enjoyed that. The Morris Thompson Cultural and Visitor Center, loved that. The marketplace I thought was great. I got a few gift items for people. So great crafts, great pieces of art. And the Midnight Sun Pub Crawl I enjoyed. And I'll tell you, I found this in most of the places that we visited in Fairbanks, that there's such a sense of pride in community and a sense of family. You know, at one of the places, and I want to say it's Latitude 65, yes, that, you know, there was a toddler just happy in his high chair eating cereal while mom and dad kind of gave us a tour. And it was just, I don't know. There's something about it that emanates from the people in Fairbanks. And I don't know whether it's because it seems like knowing that there's 24 hours of light for several months and 24 hours of darkness, and your community has chosen to embrace those conditions, I think is, you know, that's a special bond among you. And it really shows, and it really comes off to visitors. I can really get a sense of that, and it's very special.
Yeah, you touched on something there. You know, our people, you know, we are known as the Golden Heart City, and a lot of that has to do with the fact that we are basically in the center of the state of Alaska, but also mm-hmm. we are known for our Golden Heart hospitality. You know, we're the type of community where if it's winter and you're broken down on the side of the road, you're probably going to have five people stop to help you before you can even get out your cell phone to make a phone call.
That's off.
You know, but a lot of these places that you were talking about, Chena Hot Springs, the Riverboat Discovery, you know, some of these breweries and distilleries, you know, they're owned by longtime Alaskan families, people mm-hmm. who've been here for a long time. So not only do they have stories to tell, they have stories to share, and they love doing that. And really part of that is to make those visitors feel like part of our community here when they're here.
Yeah, you know, I never got the sense that they were tired of telling their stories, like, oh, another group is coming in. You know, they seemed very engaged and very committed to whatever the mission is. You know, when we got off the Discovery boat, the riverboat, and the family who runs that operation had an opportunity to address our group, the conference, you know, I mean, I practically had a tear in my eye. I mean, they are so committed and so wanting to promote your city and realizing what makes it special, and they're doing their part and they're doing an awesome job. It was great. And I hate to say the word great all the time, but it really was very special.
Yeah. That Riverboat Discovery crew, the Binkley crew over there, does a phenomenal job. Like you said, they had their family out there, and I think there were probably 9 or 10 Binkley members running around there helping with that reception, which was great to see.
The
little kids, so that was really great to see that they really pulled out all the stops and really made a special event for the attendees of this conference. So, Mary Beth, our next question, just so you know, our monthly sponsor of the radio show this month is the Alaska Railroad. And while you were here, you had the opportunity to ride the Alaska Railroad back from Denali in their Gold Star section. Share with us a little bit about that experience, both in Denali, but also that train ride back.
That was also a memorable experience. And I remember talking with Helen and Yanni, who are directors of the NACHA organization. And I remember them just being so excited and saying, we're extending this conference by a day so that all of us can go to Denali and take the railroad back. And I thought, that sounds like an awesome opportunity, you know, 100% down. And Denali was spectacular. It was just beautiful. And the weather was perfect. Thank you for that. Thank you for organizing the weather.
You're welcome. We put in a call.
It's what we do.
Yep. You did great. And we took this, a great hike, kind of with just my husband and me, like a little over a mile, just through some beautiful trees. And then we got to the train depot, and then roaring in came the Alaska Railroad. And it was, I mean, just the glass sides and the glass top and just the landscape that it went through, you know, in the midst of the mountains, along the river, the trees, the green. I mean, it was just, you know, my mouth was open. I mean, it was just unbelievable. And so, and when, you know, you're with a group of friends and you're about to leave and you just made brand new friends, and it just all culminated in such a wonderful experience.
Sounds like a good way to wrap up the whole conference.
Absolutely.
Yeah, normally it would be like a gala banquet or something, and then you'd be done, but this extra day gave you that chance to bond even further with the people you met.
Yeah, it beats, you know, sitting around tables and eating rubber chicken, that's for sure. So it was awesome.
Yes.
Great job, everyone involved, for sure.
Thank you. We were really happy to work with our partners at Alaska Railroad. They really helped make that excursion memorable and meaningful for everybody. So we couldn't have done it without them. So I just want to say thank you to the Alaska Railroad for...
And it's their 100 years?
It is their 100-year anniversary. Wow. This year. And, you know, so we love to partner with them, and we thank them very much for sponsoring this month of the Explore Fairbanks radio show, but also for their help with the NACHA conference.
That's great.
Yeah.
Good to have those partners, for sure.
Absolutely. We couldn't do what we do without the help of our business partners, large and small, across, mm-hmm. you know, the interior and Arctic Alaska. They are great partners, all of them.
Excellent.
So now that you visited Fairbanks and you got a little taste of it, what would you say was your favorite thing that you saw or experienced? You know, and it could be a specific place, a specific business, or maybe something else that caught your attention about the Fairbanks area while you were here.
Like I mentioned earlier, I mean, to me, it's about the people, and also about the vistas, about just how massive and immense it just never ends. Just trees for as far as you can see. You don't have to get too far out of downtown in order to kind of be in the middle of nowhere. And I mean that in a good way. And Fairbanks itself, you know, I think people, I don't know if they go with expectations of, like, you know, luxurious resort style things, and that's fine. But I imagine that the reason you go to Fairbanks, and I know I did, was for the outside, not the inside, because I wouldn't want to just hang around a hotel the entire time I was in Fairbanks. You know, what's the point? So, I mean, just seeing the river, meeting the people, and, you know, getting lost on a trail somewhere is just awesome. And then just that whole sense of the land of the midnight sun. It's hard to put into words what that experience was like, but we got used to it, and it was pretty cool.
That's what we find from a lot of visitors, you know, when they first get here, especially when they're in that 24 hour of light period, the midnight sun season, they're really thrown by it at first, which makes mm-hmm. sense, understandable, but then they adjust, they get used to it pretty quickly, and that's what we like to see.
Yeah, and it's good that the hotels have those blackout curtains. So, I mean, sleep came easy to me, but it was at first, like you said, a little disorienting when you are walking around at 9 o'clock at night and it feels like noon, but all good.
Yeah, that's one of those things, even growing up here, you know, that you really have to kind of take heed of. In the summertime, you'll be out, you know, playing frisbee with your dog or out walking, mm-hmm. and you go, oh, wow, it's 11 p.m. I might need to, like, think about going to bed soon.
Right, I can imagine.
Yeah, but it's...
And then the opposite is true. What months of the year? Remind me.
Well, go ahead, Bill.
Sure. It's the winter solstice then, so the opposite, about the time you were here, would be November, December in that time frame. Where it is, yes, you're it's 4 or 5 in the afternoon, and you're like, oh, great, it's dark. I guess I better go to bed.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we are certainly a land of extremes and are kind of driven by our daylight, both summer and winter, that's for mm-hmm. sure.
And then in the winter, and even during aurora season when it is dark, you're just staying up all night because you want to watch the aurora. So we just
never
never sleep around here. Never
sleep. Okay, the city never sleeps. Oh, someone's already taken that.
Yeah. What you were saying before, Mary Beth, about the luxury, while there are a few luxury places mm-hmm. that you can stay, not only here but also in Denali and so on, you're right about that luxury. The luxury is more of the fact that you get to do it. You know, it's a luxury opportunity. More mm-hmm. than it is just the experience itself. It's the fact that there's not a lot of people that can claim that they've done what you did.
Right, and I feel like I get a little street cred, you know. Like, yeah. Oh, I just got back from Alaska. What?
Nice.
Well, those of us that are coming to visit you next year for the same conference, we'll get our street cred when we said we've been to Galveston.
Okay, that's fair. I love it.
So I think we might have one final question for you. And that would be, when are you coming back to visit us?
Well, we definitely want to see the Northern Lights. So we're looking at a winter trip. And hopefully my friend from Chena Hot Springs Resort will be in town this time and we can reconnect. And I'll obviously give you a call and we'll have some fun. But yeah, that's something that, you know, once we saw the images and got some information from, you know, residents and your group, that seems like something we can't pass up.
Yeah, that was certainly a theme for this conference was, you know, we hosted everybody during midnight sun season, mm-hmm. you know, which was a popular choice for a lot of people. But I heard a lot of comments of everybody wanting to come back for aurora season, come back during winter season, and getting to experience kind of that flip side of what midnight sun season is. So
yeah,
I'm looking forward to welcoming a bunch of you guys back and certainly look forward to talking to you soon.
Okay, that sounds great. Thanks for having me again.
All right. Thank you, Mary Beth. We really appreciate your time.
Okay, take care.
Thanks, Mary Beth. Have a good one.
All right, you too. All right, nice to talk to you.
Bye-bye.
Well, Bill, that was our first visitor interview that we got to do on this exciting radio program.
Yeah, I know. I can't wait to interview more different visitors, different times of year, and that seems to be an ongoing theme. And I think Fairbanks, of all destinations in Alaska, have really capitalized on that idea that, yeah, you can come this time of year, but then there's this other time of year where it's completely different. It's like two destinations in one. And we really do take advantage of that. And I, for one, love all the seasons that we have. It's a beautiful place year round, dynamic, always changing. It's why I love being a part of Explore Fairbanks.
Yeah, it's really a great place to live and to visit. You know, we don't want to just say that it's a great place to live, but that's one of the things that I really love about living here is, like you said, it's kind of a multi-destination, even all in Fairbanks, that summertime is completely different than winter, and you kind of always look forward to that next season, even if you love the season that you're currently in.
Exactly. And I think that's how it goes. It's like in the summer, we're like, oh boy, I could really use some snow right about now because this has been a fantastic summer. And then the opposite of that is true. You're in January and you're going, oh, when's spring coming?
Yeah, when's the snow going to melt? When can I get on the river again? Those are always great times.
Never a dull moment around here, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, I want to say thank you to everybody for joining us here today on Explore Fairbanks. If you're interested in learning more about us as an organization or other things happening in our community, or even checking out our visitor and winter guides, which are great resources for residents and visitors alike, you can visit our website at explorefairbanks.com.
All right. Well, I think we're about ready to wrap it up. So it was great to be here, Casey, and we'll
Thanks for
see
being
everyone
here.
Next time or here or something.
You have been listening to Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com. To listen back to this program or any past shows, simply log on to our website and click on the archives page. Explore Fairbanks has been a production of Last Frontier Media Active.